Blog Talk Radio.
Our roots began in Africa, where we enjoyed self-determination and freedom, which were rooted in our sovereignty. Peace, family. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path to making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this global machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join tonight's conversation, please call 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you prefer to listen on your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, click on the Dare to Win button, then click on Listen Live. At that time, you will be on the Blog Talk Radio site. If you would like to get reminders from Blog Talk Radio for upcoming Dare to Win programs, click on the Follow button. ULU's 2023 Annual Members Meeting and Convention will be held from Friday, the 10th of March, to Sunday, the 12th of March. The theme for this virtual event is Reconnect, recommit, renew. Registration will begin this coming Monday. That's the 16th of January. Remember, this event is for ULU members only, so please join ULU first before you try to register. I am Sister Q, and joining me for this evening's discussion, Boycott the Deaf Industry, is Brother Auntie and Sister Adama. Peace, Brother Auntie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Sister Q. Good to hear you. Good to be here with you. And very excited about our program for this evening.
I am as well. How are you doing tonight, Sister Adama?
I'm thankful. And how I'm actually not more just thankful, I'm excited.
Okay.
Excited.
It's good to have you.
As you should.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brother Auntie, will you please be so kind as to introduce Sister Adama to the family?
It's my pleasure and my honor, Sister Q. We're excited because Sister Adama is no stranger to the Dare to Win airwaves. And we know her as Adama, the Heraldess of the Eternal. She's the founder and director of Mother Earth's House of Blessings in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a radio personality broadcasting on the airwaves of WRFG, which is an internationally heard radio station out of Atlanta, where she has hosted her own show for 17 years, Rough, Rugged, and Raw. She comes on Thursday nights from 12 to 3 a.m. So for those of us, we can roll right out of the Dare to Win program tonight, take a quick breath, and then roll on with her during her broadcast at midnight. But the reason that we invited her in, and let me just say right quickly that she's going to be with us this Thursday night, and then also on the second Thursday night in February. Tonight she's helping us think through, talk about boycotting the deaf industry. In February, she's going to be helping us with why are we falling for the trap and the trick of exchanging our human currency for paper currency. That's part of the solution that Us Lifting Us is offering to our people in our community. So to get us started tonight, as I look at our condition, our plight as a people, it's clear that the climate collapse looms larger and larger. The white nationalist fascists have captured the U.S. House of Representatives. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the hard-fought and won battles of the civil rights era. Europe, Russia, China, and the U.S. are sharpening their knives, vying for preeminence among themselves as to how they will recolonize the African continent and which of them will get the lion's share of Africa's astronomical wealth. And it's clear that as we face these staggering challenges, bullets won't work. The ballot has not worked. The only effective tool at our disposal that can break the back of this beast is the boycott. And so I'm excited to have with us tonight Sister Adama to talk to us about boycotting the deaf industry. Welcome, Sister Adama. Talk to us.
Thank you, brother. Each of us, I'll put it this way, no one has come to the earth for the purposes of undermining anything or anybody for any reason at any time. There is purpose in being on the planet is for the opportunity of exalting life. Now, we've seen governments rise and we've seen governments fall, and the governments have yet to take responsibility for getting properly oriented as to what the purpose in existence actually is. So I am asserting and reminding us that Europeans, regardless of which Europeans we're talking about, they do not blaze the sun, they do not spin the earth, they do not beat our hearts, they do not breathe us. They are not the gods of the freaking universe, and they obviously don't know what the hell they're doing. Okay? Now, we have fallen into the trap of feeling as though we had to prove our parity with them, our equality with them, and to be validated by them in order for us to have any real measure of success. And we've done everything that we were told to do, and we are dying in greater and greater numbers because nobody was properly oriented as to what real life should be on the planet. Now, the issue is that the planet itself is as small as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of the universe, the galaxies, and the cosmic, which we're in. We've all come from another realm of eternity into this realm through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred, and then we have no respect for the sacredness and the sanctity and the divinity of existence. So in order for us to have any leverage over a global initiative that has been depopulation and genocide through a free enterprise system where the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning through feeding us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificially flavored, shelf-stabilized, flavor-enhanced, non-food stuff that have put us in a place where we have become cash cows in a system that is multi-trillion-dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, depletion, depression, violation, incarceration, inebriation, intoxication, divisiveness, sickness, illness, disease, and death through cancer, diabetes, obesity, sarcoidosis, lupus, HIV, AIDS, herpes, strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms, all of the things that are the evidence that there has been absolutely no progression in our life. Over the last several generations, we have had absolutely no progression. How is that? Because we're dying in greater and greater numbers. Death is an agenda. It is a thought. It is a plan that has been instituted by those who have been so insecure, so furious that they were not apportioned the greater riches and wealth of the earth, that they would create an onslaught against melanin-dominated people all over the world. And so in order for us to get leverage over not just the economics, there is no economics other than the economics of sickness, illness, disease, and death. That's where all of the money is. We've been licensed, certified, and degreed by the institutions that we call universities and colleges and whatnot so that we are able to participate as those who profit off of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the degradation, the depression, and whatnot of the populace, whether it's the doctors, the surgeons, the psychiatrists, psychologists, the social workers, the judges, the police officers, the jailers. You understand? So I'm just saying is that the whole system is a system of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And as a result of that, there is no real winning. There is no success. There is no economy because, one, we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are butt naked. You could take all of the money that has ever been printed, all of the coin that has ever been minted. It does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. In order for us to have leverage in this now moment, we must stay the hand of death and we must raise up as men, the progenitor of lineages, womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to understand that we as sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great, and many of us are mothers and fathers destined to be grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, great-great-great-grandmothers, great-great-great-grandfathers, and so on and so forth. And the intention is to make sure that there is no greatness and that our lineages are dying out. So I am asserting that there must be of the death industries We're talking the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the white sugar, candy, and all of this garbage that is sold everywhere, that is the primary reason for all of the sickness, illness, and disease. And that when you are, and when we have been influenced under a system that signs off on companies who are basically collections of men and women who are working for a dollar to produce, manufacture, distribute, and advertise that which has absolutely no nutritional value, and then market it to children through the Saturday morning cartoons. We all got it, and it just has not gotten better because we have yet to have a mature generation of people cry out and say, we are calling a moratorium on killing children, undermining them at the cellular level, producing hot dogs, hamburgers, and all of these things that are undermining us. So we have greater and greater numbers of youth who are dying of cancer, who are diabetic, who are obese. So there is no prosperity. There is no real economy where we are being depleted of our life force, of our ingenuity, our gifts, our talents, our skills, our abilities, and our footing on the path of life and light on a planet that is immersed in nothing but eternity and the divinity of being. Boycotting the death industries is not like what we've seen in terms of we having to get out and picket and raise march and all of that. No, all we have to do is remember that our bodies are perfectly and divinely designed. We are breatharian first. It is the breath that is the animating, maintaining, and sustaining force of our lives. Our bodies are 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. In order to reverse any of the diseases, the heart disease, the diabetes, the sarcoidosis, the liver, the kidney issues and whatnot, we have to restore the body to being 80% water. We have to oxygenate it. We have to hydrate it. We have to mineralize it. The minerals are coming from the clay. They're coming from the herbs, the teas, and they're coming from fresh fruit and vegetation. We've been seduced into thinking that our feeding off the carcasses of dead animals is the evidence of how we have arrived, that we are able to eat like the slave master. Point in time, we must realize that in order to really be liberated, we must be liberated from death. We must be liberated from sickness and illness and disease. It doesn't matter how much money you generate, how much money you put in trust, how much money is in your 401k or any of this. Money is not the purpose in existence. The purpose in our being on the planet is to ensure the progression of our lineages. And when
let me stop
you
right there, Sister Dama.
Yes.
You dropped several gems, and you began by saying that the purpose of life is to exalt life, and then you just said that we are here to develop and to progress and to advance what life can be on the planet. But instead of pursuing that, we've been seduced into chasing after, and as a result of that, we're dying in record numbers. So you talk about boycotting those industries. What does that look like? I mean, it's kind of obvious on the surface, but in terms of changing our behavior, what does it look like when we take seriously the idea that we have to boycott these very corporations that are killing us? Because we've been so much in love with, because of advertising and other things, I don't want to give up my Big Mac. I don't want to give up my barbecue. I don't want to give up my steak. I hear you saying we have to boycott those industries that are dealing death. Help us understand what that boycott looks like.
It looks like we're respecting that our bodies are not designed for all of this. So at 20, I went on a personal economic boycott, and basically it was from the perspective of, one, realizing that these businesses are not our businesses, that these businesses are the businesses of the same lineages and generations that captured us, enslaved us, beat us, raped us, hung us, sodomized us, cut our pregnant bellies open, you understand, marginalized our indigenous families and whatnot, and determined that we're less than human and we have no rights that they have the responsibility to respect. These are their businesses. So going on
so
a personal
Coca-Cola, Tyson's, these companies.
I'm talking
that
the
are...
beef industry, the chicken industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry. Our people were enslaved behind sugar, tobacco. You understand? This is old money in America. Black Africans off the continent of Africa that are lineages that we represent were the first commodity on Wall Street. Okay, now, 400 years after our enslavement, we're dying by several hundred thousand people a year behind sugar addiction. Sugar is the most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. To get real about what we're living for. Now, if it doesn't matter to you all whether you live or die, then keep doing what you're doing because you'll be dead soon enough. But when your body gets to a point where it's dysfunctioning, and you're having heart palpitations, and the cancer is going on, and the arthritis and the rheumatism and the pain and this and that and the other, I'm saying you have created this situation. Be happy dying if you're happy killing yourself. But why go to the doctors and allow them to butcher you?
I thought arthritis came about because of old age.
Arthritis comes about because of the uric acid. The uric acid, the lactic acid, and the carbonic acid. Uric acid coming from the meat, lactic acid coming from the dairy, and carbonic acid coming from the starches. This is what's undermining the kidneys. All of this sludge that builds up along the tributaries of where our blood flows. We have 100,000 miles of blood vessels, arteries, veins, capillaries, and whatnot, so that anytime we're eating flesh, anytime we're eating anything from animals, we get this residue that begins to coat the lining of our arteries, our blood vessels, our capillaries, and our veins, and it begins to shut down the amount of space that the blood can flow through. This is what the high blood pressure is. And then as that hardens and whatnot and crystallizes, this is what the arteriosclerosis is. This is what creates the heart attack, insufficient oxygen going to the brain. Insufficient oxygen going to the brain is stroking, and insufficient oxygen going to the heart is heart attacks. But you know, I'm just saying is that these people, they do not beat our hearts and breathe us. We have always been a spiritually centered people all over the world. The issue is that we cannot love God and dishonor our bodies and ourselves. You cannot be a detriment to yourself and survive it. You cannot undermine your cellular functioning and not dysfunction. So at the root of this is the respect and the reverence and the appreciation and the gratitude for the gift and the blessing of being that is life itself. And at 20 years old, I made the commitment, I will not give you motherfuckers another goddamn dime. And I went from eating everything to having fresh fruit in the morning and huge salads in the evening. I realized that these are their businesses, and this is the root of all of the disease of my people. So in 44 years, I have had no meat, no dairy, no eggs, no chicken, no fish, no alcohol, no tobacco. No white sugar. I haven't had to go to a doctor. I'm 65 years old. Haven't been to a doctor since I was 19. I've got a 40-year-old son that has never had to go to a doctor. I birthed him at home. I'm just saying is that
We have to realize that we cannot follow those who are lawless and prosper, because we will never have a greater wealth than the wealth of life, intelligence of our being. And we are as close to God as each and every breath. It is the eye that sees through every eye. We were told that which you do unto others will be done unto you. So our sickness, illness, and disease is by law, by virtue of our supporting the violation of the cows and the pigs and the chicken and the turkey and the fish and the salmon and the crayfish and the lobster and the mussels and the crab and all of this, and we're feeding off of their carcasses. In addition to the alcohol, the tobacco, the marijuana, you understand? So I'm just saying, we're poisoning ourselves. And it's putting money in the hands of those who do not have any regard and respect for us anyway. Why support them? So exalting a full effort in your living means that you are going to breathe deeply, respect your breath. You could take all the money in the world. It doesn't beat your heart and it don't breathe you. This is not about money. Respect your body. Perfectly and divinely designed. These people will tell you your kidneys are dysfunctioning, all right? And they'll tell you to not drink more than 32 ounces of water and then hook you up to a machine that you have to be hooked up to 3 times a week so that you can drain your bladder, you understand, and pump and run your blood through a machine, as opposed to telling you how to clean your blood. By not eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish. Now, see, our bodies are so perfect that when we stop eating that which doesn't belong in it, the body begins to cleanse itself. So my center, Mother Earth Blessing Holistic Life Center, I am centered to facilitate and to assist our healing by cleansing and liberating at the cellular level, because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning with all of the garbage of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of the stuff in our snack foods and all of this. I'm just saying we don't need it. It is not food for us, or I'll put it this way. That which we know is food is a tool of oppression. And then we have the weapons of mass destruction, which are the alcohol, the tobacco, the white sugar, and all of the products made from sugar that have undermined our capacity for being able to really out who are not all that bright in the first place.
When you put it like that, it becomes clear that the stuff that we're eating is poison. We're poisoning ourselves at the cellular level, and we are convinced that we have to eat this way. And you say that if we do that, or when we do that, we are failing to reverence the God that has made us. That's quite an indictment.
You remember when we were little, I said, it's enough to get you killed. That disrespect, disregard, disobedience to the laws of God, to the light of God, to the blessedness of who we are as the sons and daughters of God, that we would prefer to be unrighteous. We would prefer to be filled to overflowing with the rot of carcasses. We would prefer to be filled with filth. We would prefer to dwell in the ditches and valleys of degradation, intoxication, inebriation, violation, than to stand in the light of the truth of the all that we were born to be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, has perfectly and divinely designed us, has given us time to come into the reality of timelessness and to graduate the class of Earth residency in the fullness of who we were born to be. As conscious immortals.
I heard you say in another program that Earth is a school, and we've come here from this other realm to learn. Say a little bit more about that.
The University of Cosmic Wisdom. We're in the cosmic. The cosmic is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. When many of us were children, we watched Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica, and you saw, you know, these huge machines bigger than the airplane flying through space and land on different planets. So we're on a planet that is, for all intents and purposes, a biospheric intergalactic spaceship called Earth, 80% water. Our bodies are 80% water. All right? We've come from another realm of eternity into this realm through the wounds of our mother sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. We are here to really continue our progression in evolutionary soul unfoldment as conscious immortals, because we're from the eternal. We're in nothing but eternity. That's all there is. It's beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Earth herself, imagine all of the bombs that have been dropped, all of the poison in the air. I'm just saying, we still get up and we've got beautiful blue skies. The earth is spinning. It's cleansing itself. The waters are being regenerated, so should we. But we are in the school of earth residency. And to be entrusted with the perpetuation, the exaltation, the continued refinement of the lineages through whom we've come is duty, obligation, and responsibility to master self for self-realization, self-actualization, harmonization with the laws that govern us so that we are able to master ourselves. And then we come to the place and space where we realize that self is God. Our body, true living spirit of God, should be dwelling. And what I'm advocating as a voice on behalf of our liberation is the realignment and reattunement with the divinity of existence itself. You understand, we can graduate this class of Earth residency, but self-knowledge, creator knowledge, and creation knowledge are the trinity for how we become a liberated people. Liberated from what? Liberated from the lies and the delusions of those who feel as though they have the right to capitalize, to defile, to degrade, to say that we're less than human and we do not have the right to our lives. To be liberated from insecurity and fear and inhibition and trepidation. To understand how to really work the laws, because the laws are always working, but we weren't taught law. We were taught writing, reading, and arithmetic. We were taught that which allows us to function in the course of a capitalistic system so that we can be employees. We went from being slaves, where all of our needs were met in terms of clothing and shelter and this and that, marginally as even at best. But we didn't have to worry about paying bills. Now we are enslaved through employment. And then we have the responsibility of paying for your own bills, paying for your own housing, paying for your transportation, paying. And I'm saying is that we were not sent to the earth to work ourselves to death, to eat ourselves to death, to screw ourselves to death, to drink ourselves to death, to smoke ourselves to death. We weren't here to be a part of a global initiative of depopulation and genocide through the free enterprise system so that we become the cash cows in multi-trillion-dollar industry of death. That's not purpose in life. That's distortion and dysfunction. The devil. And for the governments to support that, and the religions and the churches to sign off on it, then understand those are the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. We're here to transcend, transform, and transmute all of this by raising completely up in a full harmonization with the laws that govern our being, which is to love that which is beating our hearts and breathing us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might.
to consciously care to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come, to accept the duty and obligation and responsibility of providing and protecting and cultivating and loving and nourishing those ones who have come through us, so that we lay a stronger and better foundation of liberation for those who've yet to come. Success in life has nothing to do with success in capitalism, success in business, success in becoming blackface under white stupidity.
You know, what you say is extremely profound, because when we successfully boycott the death industry and we begin to seriously reverence and exalt the life urge, that transforms us into a very different kind of being. And then as those different beings, those more evolved beings, the higher conscious beings, then that redirects the business of how we support and love each other. In other words, that creates an alternative economy to the death industry. It seems though we've been duped and trapped into this economy of poisoning ourselves, of killing ourselves. And because we have succumbed to that, we have not been able to see the alternative, which is as we transform, as we cleanse, as we heal, as we become more aware of who and what we are, entirely different way of existing even on the planet. At least that's part of what I hear as you paint the picture.
Absolutely,
and it's interesting that you talk about the employment. In other words, we've been taught to chase after the job, and if I heard you correctly, you said that we are enslaved through the job, or we are enslaved through employment. So how do we break that? How do we break out of that trap?
Clearer, and see, we have to realize, I'm getting to remind us that we are perfectly and divinely designed. Our bodies are our vehicles for navigating this realm of existence. Our spirits are charged upon our blood. The cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity, the more focused the thought. When our blood is defiled, we don't think well. Thinking allows us to tap into the infinity of possibilities. We've been given faculties, the faculties of our imaging, our imagination, our visioning, our intuition, our insight, our faith, our confidence. We've been hearing things all of our lives. All right? So ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door would be open. Seek and ye would find. Through fasting and prayers, desires of your heart will be granted unto you. The issue that we have ignored is that water is intelligence. The planet is 80% water. Our bodies are 80% water. The methodology of our oppression to fill us with 80% mucus and chemicals and acid and toxicity and worms and organisms and parasites from the rot of carcass in our body temples puts us in a position where we are not able to have the clarity of mind or exalted thought. We can do what we're told to do and not necessarily even well, you understand, but we can manage to work jobs and have bank accounts and drive cars and all of this. We can manage that, but we're not managing ourselves well. So the clearer we get, the cleaner we get.
the greater our clarity. But we still have to be in a place where we are oriented from the perspective of our care and our desire to walk in the truth of who we are as God's own. Hitler and Mussolini were vegetarians, so I'm not really just talking about being vegetarian and not eating flesh. I'm talking about being restored in the integrity of who we are as intelligences of existence. That
so
has the capacity for creative thought.
And in this creative thought, we find better ways to provide ourselves with clothing and shelter and whatever other material needs we would have. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's a part, that's a large part of it. The other aspect of it is that you've heard people say, why can't black people come together? We need to come together. I say, we can't come together. Why? Because we're not eating according to that which promotes optimum cellular functioning. We're not on the same page. If we were on the same page in honoring the divinity of our bodies, and being on not just a plant-based, see, now they got all this terminology. We went from natural to organic to now it's plant-based. And I'm saying, no, we're intelligences of existence. We really don't have to have any of that shit that they call food. Food, and let me clarify what food is. Food is that which we have been taught to eat that does not provide oxygenation. It does not provide hydration. It does not provide mineralization. It does not provide alkalization, which is a necessity for cellular repair and regeneration, and it does not promote elimination. And this is why we have so much obesity. This is why we're dysfunctional, because we as intelligences of existence that are 80% water, spirit in the body, charged upon the blood, we have to be oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized. The minerals are what promote the alkalization, which is necessity for cellular repair and regeneration. And real fuel for us will not house waste in our bodies that we will be able to eliminate. So that's fresh fruit, leafy greens, things with seed, introducing or reminding us of the value of the earth or the value of the clay. That's why my brand and my business is Mother Earth's Blessing, because the earth is providing us the minerals for the alkalization. Now, when the Japanese came out with the Kangen machine, right, the Kangen machine helps to purify your water, and then it has packets of minerals or chemicals in it that helps to alkalize the water. Right, and you can make adjustments as to how alkalized the water is, or you can, you know, create some acidic water that will wash your dishes without soap powder, whatever, right? So a lot of people are into alkalized water, but they're still eating an acid diet.
Right.
Which means that you're not making any progression, because when we are really feeding that which is oxygenating ourselves, our leafy greens, our spinach, dandelion, watercress, parsley, cilantro, callaloo, mustard greens, turnip greens. You understand, when we're eating fresh fruits and vegetation, they are oxygenating, they are hydrating, they are mineralizing, they're facilitating cellular repair, and they are facilitating elimination.
Let's take a quick break, Sister Adama, and we'll come right back in just a minute. Thank you. And we're back. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Sister Adama the Heraldess, and we're exploring the conversation around boycotting the death industry. To join the conversation, dial 929-477-2789. Once you get in, press the number 1 on your phone. That will raise your hand in the studio. We'll open the line and receive your comment or your question. I have to confess, Sister Adama, that I was thinking of the boycott in terms of not doing something, not supporting these different brands that we know are promoting products that are poisoning our bodies. But you really have been making an argument for the last 47 minutes about not so much not doing, but to be proactively doing the things that promote the cellular regeneration of our bodies, of our minds, of our spirits. In other words, you've been helping us to appreciate that the spiritual path is one of, as you call it, exalting life, of doing the things that make us stronger, make us better, make us healthier, make us whole, connect us with the higher realms of consciousness, and open up our imaginations to doing things that we had not even considered up till now. And so it has really been a fascinating session to hear you say things like water is intelligent. We so often are focused on economics, and you said there is no economics, but there is life. And if we pursue life, then the material aspects of life will be met. So I just want to thank you for focusing our awareness in the direction of what is it to exalt life? How do we go within and recharge our spirits and put ourselves on the path that leads to health and wholeness and wellness? But I wonder if, as a way of coming back into the conversation, you would say a little bit more about water is intelligent and the fact that the planet is 80% water and our bodies are 80% water. What are you driving at?
Exactly. We were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find. Okay, now, the methodology of our oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So the cells are water, but water is hydrogen and oxygen, and at the root of all of the life is the atom. All right, so they've had atomic microscopes and whatnot. They look into the atom and they don't see anything there. Okay, we're made with trillions and trillions of atoms and cells. So we virtually are atomic beings. But the charge that we have to get from the sun, from the air, from the minerals, this is what creates the electromagnetic charge and the frequency that allows us to transcend, transform, transmute. But we are not in harmony with the perfect and ideal design of ourselves. Even though it's there, we have not been supported in respecting perfection. Perfection is an inherent part of existence. Law is an inherent part of existence. Justice is an inherent part of existence. Now, because our bodies are water, we've heard people say, as a man thinketh, so is he. Every thought that we think, every emotion that we feel, particularly the things that we feel intensely, are charged upon the waters of our cells. So our cells begin to carry the frequency of the disdain, the pain, the hurt, the shame, the guilt, the blame, or whatever, right? Praying
right.
without ceasing. That's what we were told to do. We were told to pray without ceasing. How do you pray without ceasing? It's like you're breathing. It's like you are always aware of the inherent blessedness in being. You are always aware of how blessed you are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. You understand that praise, prayer, gratitude, thanksgiving, and whatnot becomes charged upon yourselves. And after a while, you ain't nothing but tremendously blessed. Say, count your blessings more you count your blessings, the more blessings you have to count, because you're charging the very fibers of your being with your gratitude and your thanksgiving for the blessedness of yourself. You understand? And then you're realizing the oneness of existence. We're all made from the same stuff. We're made from the elements of existence itself, from the sun and the air and the earth and whatnot, and we see no evidence of death anywhere out there. But we've accepted death because death is a program that's running here. And I'm saying we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying. We should not be succumbing. We should not be suffocating in a body that's full of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of accumulation of mucus, the contraindication of nitrates and nitrites and behavior-modifying chemicals and whatnot, the toxins and the acidity where life is just shut down in you. That's not life. Is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We always have the opportunity to recreate. So water is the medium which holds frequency and vibration. There's a Dr. Emoto who did a book, I think, called The Power of Water. And then there was a video called What the Bleep Do We Know? Both of those, the book is What the Bleep Do We Know? Talks about the power of water. And what he did is that he would crystallize water that had been charged with different emotions. And the water that was charged with love and gratitude created this beautiful crystal, this crystallization like a snowflake, right?
Mm-hmm.
The water that was charged with I hate you and negativity, it created something that was really, really like just hate it. You understand? It created something that was just not beautiful. All right, did the same thing. Take rice, put it in water, right? Bless the rice in the water, bless it, bless it, bless it, and then do the same rice, same kind of rice, in another thing of water, and curse it and curse it and curse it. The water that got the curse, the rice just rotted. The water that got the blessing, the rice flourished. So I'm just saying is that we have to realize that these people understand who we are, what we are. We never got it. We should have been taught from the very beginning. There should have been an intention for self-realization, self-actualization, self-discovery, to know who and what we are as beings, to know what the purpose in being on the planet is. We never got that. So how could you even create systems of education and in religious training and spiritual indoctrination and whatnot that are completely devoid of any intentionality for the progression of the being.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've been influenced by. So water holds the frequency and vibration of whatever we're programming with. So that's why we want to have water-based food. We understand water is the salvation. Water is our delivery system. We're made with water. That's why when people come to me and they say, well, I'm on dialysis, and I'm saying, are you still urinating? They say, well, yes. The longer they're on dialysis, the more their kidneys dry up and they are no longer urinating. But then they tell them, do not drink more than 32 ounces of water a day. Your kidneys will never regenerate. The regeneration requires hydration. They tell you to keep eating meat, meat protein. These people are just freaking liars. And we've taken the lie, hook, line, and sinker, so that when I talk to people about cleansing and changing the diet, they were like, well, where are you going to get your protein? And I said, your body makes what it requires when you give it the basic essentials of what is needed for hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and opening up the channels of elimination. Your body's perfectly and divinely designed. Okay, so I'm just saying is that in order for us to really get leverage, in order for us to walk in the wealth of the truth of ourselves, we cannot be sick and ill and diseased to do it. We have to come to health in order to really actualize our real wealth.
You mentioned the wealth of ourselves. So what is the wealth? What is wealth?
the wealth is our inherent connection to the divinity of being. The wealth is the reality that we are immersed in nothing but eternity. We're on a planet that provides us absolutely everything. You understand? So the capacity that we have for thought, intelligence, is really where our wealth is. There is no lack of intelligence. We are immersed in nothing but the intelligence of existence. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. We have access to it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. So the real wealth is walking in the integrity of the truth of oneself as this point of the presence of God. God being one who creates. God being one who harmonizes, who blesses, who uplifts. Who, you understand, we are the children of eternity. There is nothing but God. We are these points of it. And these people have taught us to hate ourselves. And the self is the greatest gift we've ever had. We are our own unique expressions and personifications of deity in these temples. Mm-hmm. So I'm suggesting that we be intensely intentional in cleansing and purifying our bodies, clays that are pulling anything that is chemical, metal, viral, or bacterial out of our tissues so that we get this stuff out of our system. They tricked us into thinking that there was something called COVID that was a pandemic, while at the same time ignoring the pandemic of high blood pressure, ignoring the pandemic of sarcoidosis and heart attacks and stroke and aneurysm and obesity, ignoring the pandemic that was already in full effect. These people have never tried to do anything about the pandemic that is actually killing us. They told us to shelter in place, and we sheltered in place with all of the stuff that makes us fatter and sicker. Now we're having the opportunity to clear, cleanse, purify, be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, made whole. And that... go ahead.
You have blessed us mightily with this teaching tonight. You've really helped us to see that what we're really talking about is not boycotting the death industry. We're talking about turning our backs on death and looking to life and understanding that we, in fact, are life. And to the degree that we are willing to put ourselves in alignment with eternity and with the eternal wisdom, then everything necessary for our longevity and the fullness of our expression is there. We've only scratched the surface, because you'll be back the second Thursday in February to talk about the human currency versus the paper currency. And then that's just to get us started, because every time you launch, you take us in places we had no idea you were going to go. And tonight is no different. So I want to thank you on behalf of the Uplifting Us family for coming to us tonight and sharing of your wisdom and your experience and your truth, because we really, the only way that we are going to liberate ourselves from this madness is to do what you have told us to do, to cleanse and to alkaline, you know, to hydrate, to oxygenate, to eliminate, to do all of the things necessary to exalt the life that is within us, and to treat our bodies as the temples that house these amazing spiritual energies. So, again, thank you, Sister Adama.
I want
to remind our listeners that keep in mind that every Thursday at 9 o'clock, Dare to Win comes to you live and in person. Family, be reminded that March 10th, 11th, and 12th will be the annual Uplifting Us members meeting and convention. Registration will open January the 16th, and you can go online and register. Sister Adama, again, thank you. Continue to do the work that you do, blessing our people and helping us to look forward to doing the work that will transform us. It's not a drudgery. It's a blessing, and we should be running to it.
Thank you.
We're going to go out and try to make you a real winner. And we'll catch everybody next Thursday at 9. Please family.